Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Farmland Partners, Inc., also known by its ticker, FPI. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of agricultural real estate, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats surrounding this unique player in the market. Let's get straight into it with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening with them lately before we dive into the meat of the analysis. Company overview. For those who might not be as familiar, Farmland Partners, Inc. is a real estate investment trust, or REIT, specializing in owning and managing high-quality farmland across the United States. Operating in the agricultural sector, they're positioned in a niche but critical industry, leasing land to farmers and benefiting from the steady demand for food production. With a sizable portfolio of farmland assets, they've carved out a space in an area not many investors focus on, which makes them an interesting pick for diversification. Their market cap reflects a mid-sized player, and they've got a footprint that spans multiple regions, which we'll touch on as we go through the data. Recent news and performance snapshot. Let's talk about what's been moving the needle for Farmland Partners recently. Based on the latest updates, there's been some buzz around their operational strategy and financial results, particularly from their most recent earnings call for Q2 2025. They've reported a solid net income, which we'll break down shortly, and there's chatter about their focus on acquisitions and managing cash positions for future redemptions. Performance-wise, their stock has shown mixed results over various timeframes. Short-term, we've seen some volatility in the one-week and one-month metrics, but over the longer haul, like the one-year and five-year performance, there are signs of stability relative to the broader agricultural sector. The industry itself has had its ups and downs, and we'll compare how Farmland Partners stacks up as we go. For now, let's just say they've had moments of outperformance but aren't immune to sector-wide headwinds. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT analysis. I'll keep this conversational but packed with insights so you can weigh the pros and cons for your long-term portfolio. Strengths. Solid financial footprint. Farmland Partners reported a net income of $7.8 million in their Q2 2025 earnings, which signals a healthy bottom line for the quarter. For long-term investors, consistent profitability like this is a green flag, especially in a sector that can be cyclical. Niche market positioning. Being a farmland-focused REIT gives them a unique edge. The agricultural space isn't as crowded with competitors as tech or consumer goods, and their focus on leasing to farmers taps into a fundamental need, food production. This can act as a buffer against broader market swings. Operational scale. With a sizable portfolio of farmland across different regions, as highlighted in their revenue breakdowns by geography, they've got diversification within their asset base. This spreads risk compared to being tied to a single area prone to weather or economic shocks. Positive cash flow metrics. Their free cash flow yield looks promising based on the latest trailing 12-month data. This suggests they're generating cash efficiently, which is critical for sustaining dividends, a key attraction for income-focused investors like many of you watching. Weaknesses. Debt levels raise eyebrows. Looking at their debt-to-equity ratio from the latest metrics, it's clear they're carrying a notable amount of leverage. High debt can be a double-edged sword, great when times are good, but a burden if interest rates spike or revenues dip. Long-term, this is something to monitor closely. Short-term volatility, their performance over shorter periods like the past week and month, shows some inconsistency. While this might not faze a long-term holder, it does suggest the stock can be rattled by market sentiment or sector-specific news, which could test your patience. Margin pressures. Despite decent net income, their net profit margin isn't exactly stellar when you dig into the trailing 12-month figures. This indicates that while they're making money, there's room to improve efficiency in turning revenue into profit, something management needs to address. Dependence on external factors. Their earnings call hinted at concerns over farm valuations and external economic pressures. As a farmland REIT, they're at the mercy of commodity prices, weather patterns, and policy changes, which can hit revenue unpredictably. Opportunities, acquisition growth. Management discussed a focus on acquisitions during the Q2 2025 earnings call, which could expand their portfolio and boost revenue streams. If they snag high-quality assets at reasonable valuations, this could be a major catalyst for growth, something to watch for in upcoming quarters. Rising food demand. On a macro level, the agricultural sector benefits from a growing global population and increasing food demand. Farmland Partners is well positioned to capitalize on this trend, especially if they continue to lease to productive farmers and maintain high occupancy rates. Valuation upside. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to historical averages. If earnings growth aligns with projections, there could be room for price appreciation, making this a potential buy for patient investors. Geographic expansion. Their revenue segmentation by region shows they're already diversified, but there's always room to grow into new markets or deepen penetration in existing ones. Expanding their footprint could further mitigate risks tied to localized downturns. Threats. Economic sensitivity. The earnings call flagged potential headwinds from broader economic conditions impacting farm valuations. If we see a slowdown or recession, farmers might struggle to pay leases, directly hitting Farmland Partners' top line. Interest rate risk. With their debt load, rising interest rates could increase borrowing costs significantly. This is a real concern for REITs in general, and something long-term investors need to factor into their risk assessment. Sector competition. While their niche is less crowded, the agricultural sector's performance metrics show mixed results across the board. If competitors start offering better terms to farmers, or if new players enter the farmland REIT space, Farmland Partners could face pressure on pricing and margins. Regulatory and environmental risks. Changes in agricultural policy or environmental regulations could impact operations. Think along the lines of water usage restrictions or shifts in subsidies for farmers. These are outside their control, but could disrupt cash flows. Insights and broader context. Now let's tie some of this together with a few deeper thoughts. For long-term investors, Farmland Partners offers a compelling story. Agriculture isn't going anywhere, and owning land is as old-school wealth building as it gets. Their recent net income and focus on acquisitions show they're not sitting still, which I like to see. However, that debt-to-equity ratio keeps nagging at me. If you're considering a position, you've got to weigh whether their cash flow can service that leverage, especially if rates keep climbing. On the flip side, their forward PE suggests the market not be overpricing their growth potential, so there could be an entry point here if you believe in the sector's tailwinds. Short and medium term, expect some bumps. Their performance metrics hint at sensitivity to news and sector trends, so don't be surprised by swings. But for a long-term horizon, it's about whether they can keep growing that portfolio and managing their balance sheet. Their earnings call also mentioned cash position strategies for potential redemptions next year, which tells me management is thinking ahead. Another plus, though execution is key. Conclusion and outlook. So wrapping this up, where does Farmland Partners Inc. stand for a long-term investor? I'd say they've got a solid foundation with their niche focus and recent profitability, but they're not without risks. Debt and external pressures loom large. There's potential for growth through acquisitions and macro trends in food demand, but you'll need to stomach some volatility and keep an eye on how they handle their liabilities. For now, it's a stock worth watching, especially if you're looking to diversify into real assets like farmland. Do your own due diligence, of course, but this could fit nicely into a balanced portfolio if the price aligns with your entry strategy. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.